Hey, everybody, this is Stelly Efti.
And this is Heat and Cha.
Today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about how to overcome creative blocks or internal resistance to get certain work product done.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
This is definitely something everybody has gone through. And when you're a founder or when you're in a startup, you're going through this probably quite a lot. You have to create things, right? You have to create work product. Doesn't matter if it's writing an email. Doesn't matter if it's, you know, writing a sales script, creating a landing page, publishing a blog post, creating a video, you know, writing some code to finish up a feature. Whatever it is, you have to create. And whenever humans are involved with kind of creative and productive endeavors, they do encounter internal resistance, right? Or what you would call like writer's block or whatever, creative blocks. And those are those moments where you have a difficult time getting started, or you have a difficult time not getting distracted, and so finishing the thing that you need to do. And I thought it'd be fun for the two of us to just jam a little bit on this and share some of our kind of some of our ways that we found around this, some of the tips that we have to share to overcoming any kind of creative blocks or resistances.
Yeah, I'm going to first say that, like, I'm not even sure if creativity can be defined.
Ooh. All right, tell us more.
You know, look, the reason I'm saying that is it's one of those things where it's like, what does being creative really mean? Sure, if I'm an artist and I can't paint, and I'm a painter, like I paint like paintings, we can define that as there's a creative block. Well, there could be something else going on, but we can say there's a block in creativity. If I'm a writer and I just can't get myself to write, you could argue, okay, that's a creative block, right? There's books for that. There's a book called The Artist's Way, and there's other books too, and they talk about things like write morning pages. So like when you wake up, just write a bunch of stream of thought, and that'll help jumpstart your creativity. I don't know though, like in business, in the life of work, I'm not sure if creativity is something that's definable in the same way that it is in other places. And I feel like we always have the opening and ability to be creative, whether it's in our personal lives or in our work lives, even if we're not artists, even if we're not writers. And that's something that I would want to stress and say, okay, if you feel like you're blocked creatively, I would recommend you get very specific about what's different in your life from when you are creative, I guess, in your own kind of mind, and then try to figure out how you want to fix it. For example, in my own life, if I'm not very creative, if you want to call it that, with my words, when I speak, if when I write, it's just not coming out properly, like if I write an email or something like that, I know that I'm just not feeling right. I don't know if I'm creatively blocked. Some would say that. It's not feeling right. Or if, you know, even in my case, it's like, you know, I'm trying to like tweet something and share something I've done, or just come up with something that's in my head that I want to like share, and it's just not coming out. That could be a creative block. But really, for me, that has a lot to do with something that I think I relate to creativity in this way and creative blocks, which is your feelings. And I think that it's not really about creativity. I think it's more about how do I feel. So that's what I'm going to throw down. See what you got.
Right on. Like, I'm not going to even challenge you because this is going to become too big of a topic. And I don't even know if I want to, although this reminds me, we need to find more things to argue about. This is actually a fun part of this podcast that we haven't done in a while. We just like each other too much and agree with each other a lot. But the thing that I want to focus on real quick is, I mean, you have created, you've created so many different things, but let me just ask you, last time that you wrote kind of a more long form blog post or something along those lines, have you surely encountered times where you didn't just say, I need to write this. And you sat down, you opened your editor and you started writing, and then you were like, oh, it's finished. I'll edit it later. And that was it. Like, that's kind of a very smooth experience. But you surely have gone through phases where you opened the editor and you started, you thought about the first sentence, and then you got distracted by email, and then you texted somebody, and then you Slack with someone, and then, oh, it's time to go and meet up for coffee with somebody, and you went back and tried to restart again and kind of did this for a couple of days and didn't really progress anywhere, or just had a difficult time to sit down and finish the thing that you really wanted to finish or work on, because there was what I would just call internal resistance, right? There's something inside of you that was like blocking. It might not be blocking your creativity. Maybe it's just your focus. Maybe it's your energy, whatever it is. But I think what a lot of people encounter, I definitely encounter this, is that I want to create a work product, whatever that is, could be a piece of content oftentimes. And it's not always as smooth as just saying, I'm going to do it now, and then I'm doing it. Oftentimes I'll have to go some form of resistance, either because my attention is split, because I don't feel like doing it right now, or because when I start working on it, I have a difficult time to get into quote unquote a state of flow where things just happen. And so I have a few false starts before I finally get to the creating part of it. Do you have an account of that?
Yeah. I mean, I've learned that I just need to spill the beans on things like that. And what I mean by that is I just need to like not get caught up in being blocked. And if I have to, write something crappy. So for me, getting past it is just doing the work, and whatever it is, just starting, even if it's like a sentence or a word or whatever. With writing, I think a lot of it has to do with that. You can easily overthink what you're trying to write, and that usually leads to this lack of freedom, and then your words just don't flow because you're just overthinking it. So like one way to think about it with any endeavor that I would say you feel blocked on creatively or whatever is just don't let yourself stay in your head and get it out of your head, whatever you have to do. So even if you're blocked on like creating an interface, or you're blocked on how do I send this sales email, you know, or whatever, just start writing or start drawing on a whiteboard, or just start. For me, like a lot of things with product have to do with, I'll look at other products if I'm blocked, just to get some inspiration going or get some like criticism going, right, about them. And then that can like pump me up to kind of just start. So I think just starting is the key. And I know, like, I'm sure a lot of creative things like that tell you how to do this stuff say that, but yeah.
I love that. So let me ask you about dealing with distractions when you have like these blocks, right? So you're somebody that is incredibly quote unquote on, right? You are, you know, involved in so many different communities. You're very active on Twitter and social media. Your inbox is, you know, probably a very noisy and loud place. And I know how good you are at being super fast and responding to things. And just you're part of probably a million different places and communicating with a million different people and organizations and teams during a normal day. What's your process for when you need to do, when you're not in manager mode anymore, but you're in maker mode? What's your process for that? Do you block out everything? Do you disconnect from the internet? Are you just like, you've gotten so good at it, even if you have 1,000 tabs open and Slack and notifications and your phone rings, you just don't respond to anything. You sort of get in the zone. How do you deal with like blocking out, price for your attention or distractions when you are in this kind of maker mode, trying to create work product yourself?
I've gotten pretty amazing at context switching. So I think if you're going to work on, it's not even work on a lot of things. I think like, I love the idea of maker and manager mode. My biggest issue isn't when I'm sitting in front of a computer. It's actually when I'm not. So these days I'm sort of out and about more, having meetings related to FYI that are outside of my home office basically. And I have a meeting days. Like today's going to be a meeting day. And it just means I have two or three meetings that are outside my house. So for me, the issue is more like, can I whip out my laptop in my car, which is my second office, and work for like an hour in between meetings? Literally, I do that. And so for me, sitting in front of a computer is my biggest hack, if you want to call it that, or my biggest issue that I try to solve for. Because like, I could go sit at a coffee shop and like get on my laptop too. Don't get me wrong. That's fine. I kind of like my car though. I'm weird like that. And so I think there's these habits and behaviors that we develop to make sure that we are productive. And for me, I've found those. So it's not so much like I'm in front of the computer, there's a million tabs open, people are slacking me, and I can't concentrate, because I can switch between tasks pretty fast. And so that helps. And so I don't have any routine of turning things off. I think I'm a little different than most people like that, because I feel pride in being able to process those things. And I don't think I would call it multitasking. I think a lot of people have a bad connotation to that. For me, it's simply this. If my attention is drawn to something, and then all of a sudden I need to shift my attention to something else, how quickly can I engage in that something else and then get back to my other thing?
I love it.
And that's context switching. Yeah. That's what I would practice if someone wants to get to what I would say is advanced level. And the reason I call it advanced level is when I talk to people about this, they're like, yeah, I can't do that. I'm like, okay, well, I mean, we can do anything we want to do. So that's cool. you just need to decide if it's important to you in order to be able to context switch. And I think context switching is what I would advise anybody who wants to get better at, like, even the creative blocks and things like that, is if you can switch from a task to another one and then switch back, and then possibly switch to another one and then switch back, you're mastering this ability to take your attention from one thing to another and being able to shift your mind really fast. And so, you know, I think like that's the way I think about a lot of the stuff, which is like very basic, like things that are happening that are reality. How do I just get better at them instead of trying to resist them? I think a lot of people do resist. Obviously, the natural thing to do is like turn everything off. Because when I'm in this mode, I'm in this mode and this is what I need. And I get it. Like do that if that works for you. For me, I prefer to not have to have such strict rules around my life and my work so that I can be a little more fluid.
I love it. And I love one thing I like the most about what you just said was the when somebody's like, I'm just not good at that. And you're like, yeah, this is what you want to tell yourself, right? We can get good at anything we want to. That's the most heated thing about everything you said. It's like, I don't quite buy into this way of thinking. Yeah, I love it.
It's pretty much.
I think that there's a certain, there's a lot that I want to say here, but I want to keep this episode short. So 2 cents, and then I'll give a book recommendation. We'll wrap this up. I think that just like anything in the world, if you want to get good at things, you have to practice them and do them a lot. And it helps if you believe you can get good at them. And if you can bring a certain lightheartedness to things, right? If you mentally make this a massive mountain, you're like, oh my God, I cannot focus. Focus is impossible for me. It's 400 generations of people without focus. And I am haunted by the spirits of my DNA. And, you know, and also I have all these proofs, all these stories I can tell myself about my past and how I had a difficult time focusing. And so I know I need to focus tomorrow, but I can't. I already know. Like, if you make this a huge deal, you are going to make those thoughts realities, right? You're going to follow your thoughts will influence your actions and your state. I mean, your thoughts will influence how you feel. The way you feel will influence how you're, you know, what you do and what you're capable of in terms of tapping into resources. So think about these things, that these massive challenges will make them bigger than they need to be. So if you can think lighter thoughts, if you can think better thoughts, if you can just look at this and go, huh, yeah, I mean, maybe in this example that I gave, if you think, oh, I've always struggled, so now's the time to get better, right? I have a lifetime experience in struggling, so now it's time to accrue a lifetime experience on being great at this. And if you can just, you know, attack some of these things that you want to get better at with a little bit of humor, with a little bit of curiosity, with a little bit of a, like, lightheartedness, it makes a world of difference. And then it's a thing of practice, right? Where the more you create, the more you do, the better you get at these things. And eventually, some of the things that were incredible challenges to you in the past now seem super, super easy. So the best thing to do to get great at whatever, creating stuff or having less and less of blocks and resistance, is just to create more and more stuff and get better at creating. And a quick book reco, you gave one, I'll give one to wrap up the episode. The War of Art from Stephen Pressfield is a super short book. I love his writing. His writing is super succinct. I like when I read something that feels really well written. Like, I really appreciate that. I'm like, oh, he said this really nicely in 3 sentences, right? this book is so small and the pages are like usually just half written, just one paragraph or two paragraphs. I love that. It's a very quick read, but it's really well written and kind of focuses exactly on this, like on breaking through kind of mental blocks and all that. So that's the book reco. There's our experiences, and we'll wrap this episode up with that, and we'll hear you very soon.
See ya.